You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
Welcome to our world.
Bitches.
So it's Halloween.
All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve.
It's all Hallows Eve.
It's Halloween Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you. And
how was everybody's week?
All right.
Pretty good. I'm glad it's Friday.
Yep, me too.
So happy it's Friday.
It's
been a long week. It's been a long work week for me.
Yeah.
And I know. I didn't start off a good day either. I was like grumpy.
Today,
yeah, just from like stuff.
Well, because it is almost the blue moon.
Blue moon.
Did you guys see my post on Facebook? I was able to play with some dogs today at work.
Yes, how sweet.
Yeah, maybe good.
That would be the best part of my job is seeing the dogs.
Yeah, actually, the second dog I thought was gonna come up and bite me. But I immediately was like, hi.
You had to play the role real quick.
I had to stop. And
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't
want
to run
away.
If you run away from a dog, you're done.
Really?
You know, you just stand your ground.
Yeah.
You let them know I'm
the alpha.
Because they normally will stop they'll stop at you. And if you go back and flinch, then they'll
keep
coming.
They're like, oh, I got this bitch.
But yeah, but I know it was. She was really nice, cute little dog.
That actually would be hard too. At the same time.
Yeah. Well, be careful of the dogs coming out on the full moon. Maybe a werewolf.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
You guys.
Like, Lisa's legit. Got a scary story. She says.
Do I have one for you?
Well, hold on. First of all, we had a sage, apparently.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there was bad juju in here, for real.
Well, but from our last episode.
Yeah, from the last episode.
From the
Hello Kitty.
Shit falling, shit happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
The Fan Man Yi story.
Yes.
R.I.P.
Let's not even talk
about
it.
Okay,
again.
I know.
Please,
we're bringing it up again, but.
Nope, we sage had to get it's out of here.
We're good.
Let's just say we had a pretty eventful weekend.
Yeah. Yep. Up all night, getting rent, crazy text messages.
Yeah. You more or less had the crazy weekend.
Yes.
Apparently I was just up chilling on my phone.
And you guys had those texts, so that's...
Yeah, the text message said, you know, telemarketer, whatever... But at 4:27, I think it was, or something like that in the morning, saying thanks for letting us opt in and sending you messages.
Yeah
that's
or something
spam,
like that.
That's going around.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Texted me spam? Two times from 2 minutes apart
me.
In the middle of the night. And after I told her about it, and it texted her too. Texted Shanae.
Yeah, it was just weird.
I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But what was
anyway,
weird about it? About getting it? In the middle of the night.
Well, because I was already up in the middle of the night, but hearing creepy noises.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just vibey that last.
Oh
vibe-y,
man,
it was
a
weird.
Total crazy.
Total weird vibe.
last weekend, and that brought some bad juju. So we definitely cleansed this bitch.
Yeah. Hopefully this weekend.
So
we're moon signs, so like we're. I don't know.
It's
I look
a
at
good.
It as
a, I feel like this is
a good.
Good. Full moon
energy.
Coming tomorrow, except Lisa's story over here
bring
is going to scare
energy,
the
girl,
hell out of us. It's okay,
it.
Okay. She recommends not listening it by yourself.
Legit. I was told to listen to this from one of my friends, and I actually am a real big fan of this podcast that I found it on. It's Coast to Coast. Remember, I always tell you guys, Coast to Coast. So they do interviews.
Okay, I will.
And he did an interview... with this author named Bill Scott.
Okay.
It was Bill again.
And Bill Scott wrote a book called The Day Satan Called.
Okay.
Okay. Now, legit.
Sorry.
If you're listening to this, I honestly will recommend, if you're in the dark, definitely put a light on or your TV on and turn it down. You don't even have to have it on. Just turn it down. And if you're alone, definitely get your dog, get your husband or your kid or somebody and just have them next to you. Like, legit. It scared me. I was by myself with my dogs and it's... Okay, anyway. Let's begin. So, like I said, there was an interview with an author named Bill Scott. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill Scott, a little history about him. He was a disc jockey, DJ for a radio station, but it was a Christian radio station. Mm-hmm. You know, so he kind of grew up in a religious household. You know, he was a family guy, very spiritual. You know, he really didn't know about possessions or the demons, but he knew about like the devil and God. Like he knew that.
Right.
He didn't know that there was like an actual evil side that, well, it wasn't in his life. It never crossed over to his family. Mm-hmm. They would, you know, they're churchgoers. Like he lived in the church his whole life. So about a week before Halloween, he was going to work like a normal day. So he goes to work, and as soon as he walks into the studio, he sees his coworker Ricky, like, on the phone.
He's a
DJ at a radio station.
Okay.
It's a Christian radio station. Okay. Like, this guy's like...
That's gotcha. Cool. DJing is fun.
Okay. Yeah. They have Christian radio stations.
So he works for a Christian music. Radio
yeah,
station.
Yeah. He worked for... As a DJ.
DJ.
Like, he plays music, you know, like, you call him, hey, make a request, you know, and so he's a DJ. So he was actually going into work, so he walks into the studio, and he sees his co-worker on the phone, like, talking to somebody. To him, it was, like, taking a request, you know what I mean? So he goes, he walks in the room, and Ricky hangs up the phone. But he says, Ricky looks at him, like, in pure fear. Like, you can see the fear on his face, he said. Bill said, he was like, what's up? And he goes, I just talked to a little girl.
Right.
This is Ricky, mm-hmm. his coworker. He said, I just talked to a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill was like, okay.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And so he says, I know I just spoke to the demon.
What?
Yeah. He said, I know. I just spoke
just
to the demon.
That just gave me the chills.
Why?
He said, I know. I just spoke to the demon. Right. So right. Bill right away was like,
"What are you talking
like,
about?
Is this
yeah,
a
what
joke?
The hell,
like,
dude?
Yeah. Like he, well, he seen how terrified he was. So
terrified. Like his face was. You can just see the fear in his face. Petrified.
But for him to say what he just heard,
right,
probably not making sense.
Right. So he's like, he's thinking, like, he's putting it off. Like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, he was like, people are crazy. They call and just say crazy things. You know what I mean? It's a radio station.
It's probably
people,
somebody trying messing with you.
Yeah. You know, it's close to Halloween. You know, it's pranks. It's kids. Yeah. You know, it's like whatever.
Yeah.
So they ended up kind of, you know, a couple minutes go by and the phone rings again.
Oh, no.
And Ricky, which is the coworker.
He's like, I'm not answering.
Yeah. He was like, you get that. He told Bill, you get that.
Oh, my gosh.
So Bill answers the phone, and sure enough, it was that little girl that had just hung up with Ricky.
What does she say?
KKK. So he, you know, talks to her. He's like, hello, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like, my name is Lacey. I'm going to be sacrificed on Halloween. I need someone to save me. Please help me.
What?
So Bill is like, wait a minute. Like, in his head, he's like, come on, this isn't real. Like, he was like, you know, this is not a normal phone call. Like, this just doesn't happen. You know what I mean? And being the Christian he is, he legitly don't think about this stuff. So he was just thinking, okay, well, maybe it's not a joke. Maybe she legit needs help. So in the middle of, like, asking her, like, hey, where are you at? Do you have anything around you can tell me? Landmarks, you know, do you give me a name, a number or something? Help me find you. So right in the middle of him asking her all these questions to kind of like help her out, he says, it goes silent for a minute, and then you hear, he said, then he heard the most unhuman voice he has ever heard in his life. Hmm. It said, you're not going to have her. She's ours.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
What yeah. the hell? Right. So he said at that moment.
So it was like, yeah.
It was like, you're not going to have
unhuman.
Her.
Yeah. Like, unhuman. She's where it could be mine. Like, how unhuman. Yeah.
Oh, my
creepy
God.
As shit. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
He said he knew at that moment. Oh, no, no. He said he felt the temperature in the room got cold. He said he was like literally like shivering with fear. He literally was
like it scared him to the bone.
Scared him to the bone. He knew that that person on the end of the phone was not human.
Yeah.
Like that, no way, that's not like a human.
He just
like
felt it.
Something, yeah, he felt it. The energy, he just felt it all right. the way.
How weird.
So, he's on the phone with this thing and he just remembers like, what do I do? What do I do? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And so he says he remembers, like, one of his old missionaries from school say, like, you bind them in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So he said, that's what I thought. You bind them in Jesus' name. So I said it. He said, I said it over the phone. I bind you in Jesus' name. And then he just heard that same unhuman voice go, fuck you.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No!
I'm rising off of what? Scary movie too.
Fuck you!
This is a true story. Like,
I know.
This is definitely, it's his true story. Like, okay. I'll
yeah. yeah.
No.
Anyways.
No,
uh-huh.
It says fuck you. Yeah,
it said fuck you. Like, you know, like on
right.
the, anyways.
Yeah.
Moving on. and so he got scared. He was like, no, 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 wait. No way.
Yeah.
And so he said it again, like, I bind you in the name of Jesus, louder. And he yeah. heard it again. The ghost said, fuck you.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, that was a scary movie. That's
yeah.
scary movie too.
That's funny.
Then the phone just goes dead. She just hangs up, right?
Okay.
So by this time, it's been going on for like 2 or 3 days. Like, she
called. She kept calling all the
yes,
time?
Yes. She kept calling. They kept trying to help her. They kept trying to find her. And then they'd go. She's not there. They would, and then she'd call, and then she'd act crazy, say crazy things like, I'm involved in witchcraft. These people are looking for me. She's like, I bear children for their sacrifice. That's all I am, is I bear children for this. She's in a cult.
And they're after her now.
And yeah. So I don't know if she left or if she's like, I don't know. So we don't, you know.
If she is real, though.
She's real.
Okay.
The person calling is real.
Okay. So, the phone goes dead, right? Well, anyways, this happens for like 2 or 3 days. She'd call.
Yeah.
He'd try to find her. She'd call. They'd try to find her. Whatever.
Wow.
And, let's see here.
That's weird.
Well, anyways.
That's suspicious.
That's suspicious. So, let me tell you about one of the incidents they had actually in the studio. So they, when she would call, they would like help her pray over the phone, whatever, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
they'd help her, they'd try to find her, whatever.
So weird.
One time, one of the coworkers, her name was Susan, she said, hey, I used to dabble in witchcraft when I was in my younger days.
Yeah.
And, I would love to help you guys pray over, you know, help you pray for this girl. Cause it was a radio
yeah.
station, you
yeah.
know what I mean? So one day they said they were talking to Lacey and Susan pops in really quick, like pops in the studio and like real quietly because it's a recording. And so Bill's like, he got startled. He was like, he didn't even like see her. Like he just felt her like behind him as he came up behind the door behind him. And all of a sudden, Lacey just went silent. The phone went silent again.
Right.
And then they heard that same voice say,
fuck
Susan,
you.
No.
Fuck you.
Susan, where have you been? We miss you.
Ooh. Oh.
And where they're like, how the hell, there's no way that Lacey would know that Susan's in this room.
Susan okay? just walked in?
She just walked in.
And then that scary
they've never
voice
even
said...
mentioned Susan. Anyways, so they...
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah. It's actually pretty scary.
So that scary voice said, Susan,
yeah.
where have you been?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So on day 3... Bill was at work, and he said Lacey called, and she said, I want to come to the concert tonight. So Bill actually worked in a studio, but it was actually inside a church. Mm-hmm. And this church was huge. It was like, can fit like 10,000 people. It was like one of the biggest churches in North America. And I mentioned the name, and I never Googled
it. I actually forgot it was a Christian radio station.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, the studio was inside this huge ass church. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
altar?
The actual church part of it was like a football field wide, the auditorium.
Oh, so
it's
a big
It was ass. Huge. This place big is church. Huge, okay? So anyways.
Big church.
He was like, yes, you know, come to the concert. They're putting on a concert at this church that night.
Yeah.
On the third night.
And who were they inviting?
That girl, Lacey.
Lacey.
Yeah, they were trying to help her for two or three days,
like,
right?
Colin and like the quote-unquote devil is interrupting like the conversation all the
time. And she would always not be where she was. She'd always tell him where she was.
It's just weird.
Right. It's
to
weird.
Me, it sounds...
It's weird.
Like, being logical, I would just assume... It's like a prank caller. Yeah. I would assume...
She was a prank caller.
She's the one doing this, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes.
She'd want attention.
So, anyways, so they're like, yes, come to us. Come to the concert. It'll be so much easier. So, she does. Okay? Yeah. She ends up calling, and Bill was like, okay, you're about a block away. I'll send somebody to come and get you. They go to where she said she was, which he thought was a block away. She wasn't there.
Again.
Just again. Yeah, again. But Bill's in his office, in the studio. He's in his office, and the phone rings.
It's her.
But she's calling from inside the church.
Oh, no.
Because he can see the extension on the phone.
Wee.
He could see the extension on the phone. What? So he's like, where are you at? He says, he goes, are you here? Mm-hmm. And she like mumbled something, and then the phone hung up. Then she'd call back, like seconds, call back. Lacey, where are you at? Because he just knew it was her.
I'd be scared of him.
So she did this like, he said she did it like multiple times.
Over and over.
So much to where his secretary came in there and was like, who's trying to reach you?
Right.
Ooh-wee. And Bill's like, it's Lacey. And she goes, well, she's doing it from all over the church.
Oh my God.
So like I said, the secretary was like, well, whoever's trying to call you, they are literally calling from everywhere in this church. And he said, like I said, the church was big. You'd have to run, like, he said it'd take you 10 minutes to walk from one end to the next.
10 minutes?
10 minutes to walk from one end of the church to
the
next.
Well, if it could hold 10,000 people, it's freaking humongous.
It's a huge church. Like, huge.
He's slow ass.
So. He might be a slow ass. Anyways. He was actually able to get her on the line long enough to tell him, where are you?
Yeah.
And she was like, I want to meet with you, Lacey said.
Right.
And he's like, sure. You know, Liz.
Where are you?
So she was like, well, can you meet me in the courtyard? Or, well, across the courtyard.
Across the courtyard.
He said, across the courtyard in this old retirement center. That's actually not even open anymore. It's just an abandoned building that used to be the retirement center.
It's haunted.
On their grounds, right? Right. So she said, meet me over there. So he said, of course, it's like the nighttime out of all times. He said he was freaking scared as shit. He was it's dark. He said it could be a freaking movie. So as he's walking towards the retirement home, he sees a shadow of a girl.
Right.
And so, of course, he just assumes it's Lacey and shouts out, you know, Lacey, is that you? It's me, Bill. Yeah. He says the shadow stood up and ran across the porch right into a brick wall and went away. Just went away.
Hmm.
He says he was so scared, he ran back to the church, grabbed all the troops, and was like, you guys, what I just saw, this girl's calling, blah, blah, told him the story, because he really wasn't telling anybody about this. Told the story. Finally is able to be like, Ashley, sit there with, Ashley, they searched for her. He didn't really go into detail, but they searched for her all night. They ended up actually getting the girl into a room, and he said she didn't look like a threat. Just looked like a girl.
So they found her?
They got a girl?
They got a girl.
They found a girl.
And she wasn't a little girl. She was like mid-30s, about 35 years old. So,
how did they get her? Yeah.
They really didn't go into detail how they got her, but it was kind of like a witness, kind of like they all went outside looking for the girl, and they ended up finding a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that, she was saying her name was Lacey. So, it was an actual girl. But what he saw on that porch, I don't know. But the girl was outside the church. They found her.
Mm.
Anyways, so they find a girl. Her name is Lacey. She says the same story. You know, I'm going to be sacrificed on Halloween. I need help. So, meantime, these churchgoers are like, well, how do we help you? You know, let me help you. And, oh my God, that kid.
Dude, the neighbor kid is freaking out. He is like raging on a video game.
Raging on a video game.
For real. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, anyways, he said he knew right away once he saw her, she was definitely possessed.
Okay.
He's like, because when he walked in the room, the temperature dropped. He said her eyes looked all crypt, like kind of sunken. Her eyelids were changing shape. He said that she was moving like a snake, like she was just...
she was a reptile.
She was definitely...
with those reptile eyes.
Well,
she was on something.
She was on something. So they sat there trying to get information at her until like almost dawn. So finally Bill was like, okay, either we got to find this girl a place to stay or something.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know what he says?
She's fine.
No, she can come stay with me.
What the hell?
Right. You can come stay with me. He's like, what was I going to do? He's been talking to her for 3 days. So he's kind of gotten to know her a little bit on her Lacey side or whatever. Anyways, she goes home with this guy. And he said, tell me. He goes, I was fucking scared. I was scared. He said, I'd lock my door at night. Me and my wife, we'd lock the door. Our door at night. And he's like, we'd hear her talking to people. You know, at this point.
Oh my God.
At this point, he knew. Something was going on with this girl.
This guy's probably just never experienced somebody
He
on
never
drugs.
Has. No. And that's right. You're right. He grew up in the church. He really didn't think... He didn't know about exorcisms. He didn't know, but he knew this girl
was not
right.
I don't know. That's just
right.
Crazy, though. But I feel like the church brings a lot of that stuff around.
No.
I don't know.
So
it sounds like a crackhead.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
She's talking.
But the shit that he saw, I don't know. I can't explain some of the shit that he saw. Anyways, so when she was living there, he said, like, the lights would go off and on. He'd always hear her walking around, pacing in her bedroom. She'd always be talking to other people, talking in other voices.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, yeah. And so this went on for, like, freaking 2 weeks. And finally, he was like, no, I can't take this no more.
So she was living with him for two weeks?
For 2 weeks. She was with him for 2 weeks. This was going on. People touching his feet in the middle of the night.
Oh my gosh, what
like,
the hell?
Yeah, he felt like things were jumping and sitting on his bed.
What?
Things like, yeah, at night. For 2 weeks he went through all this.
Oh, hell no. I'd be like, you gotta go, girl. I don't know what you are or what you bringing. Bringing?
Mm-hmm.
Bringing.
Bye, Lacey.
Yeah, so anyways, so she goes into this hospital and like
this
2 weeks.
Stressful.
Yeah, he goes into this hospital and like 2 weeks later, about 2 weeks later, the place calls him and says, he called the villains like, this girl is possessed. And
we have an exorcism now.
Yeah, that's what they said. They're like, you need to come help this girl. You need to come help us.
Yeah.
Because you brought her here and you knew she was like this. You need to come help her. Right. She was at a mental place now. So, or a hospital. So he goes and tries to help her. And,
so they're like, come pick up this chick you dropped off.
Yeah.
She crazy?
Yeah.
She's at the crazy house? The crazy home?
She's at the crazy home. Which
the crazies don't even want her?
Which she ended up not even being Lacey. Lacey was apparently one of her voices in her head. Her real name's like Roxanne.
She's probably mentally.
She had like split
and she literally has been doing this for like over a decade.
Oh
over
my
a decade.
Gosh.
Yeah. And then even after he took her to the hospital, his house was still haunted. He was still hearing shit. He was still hearing feeling things in his house.
Oh my gosh.
She was gone and that shit was still happening in his house. So when that hospital called and said, "Yo, this chick is crazy. Like, she's possessed."
Whoa.
They also tell him that ever since she's been here, they've had people pulling out their feet. They've had faces in all their windows that don't even look human. There was like a girl school around that hospital where she was at that would a little girl or a girl would go jumping on top of all their beds.
Oh my gosh.
That's why he was like, "This is happening because she's here." And then that's where, like,
and that guy's like, "That's what was happening at my house too."
Yeah,
and
still happening.
So
he was like, I need to call somebody and, you know, whatever to come cleanse my house. So he had his house cleansed and it still happened. So he was like, "Okay, something must be in my fucking house. Like, there must be something here of hers or something that's lingering her here." Mm-hmm. You know, he asked a couple priests and, you know, some Catholic, you know, he did some investigation at this point.
Yeah.
And sure shit, she had like a bunch of like occult stuff, like, you know, crosses and, you know, rocks and, you know, whatever. She had a cape. She had like a black cloth, or what do you call it, cloth?
That she, lacy girl or whatever. Yeah,
was underneath the bed that she was sleeping in for 2 weeks. So he took it all, and she had a car too. Lacey even had a car. She had a car, so he like put it in her car, drove it down to wherever, got out, left it everything there, and just took off.
Left right? her too?
Left. Well, she was in the hospital. He just took her shit and got it out.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. He was like, "I don't want any reason for her to have to come back to his house."
And even his friend stayed the night one time. And he said, your house is haunted. Like, your house is haunted.
So maybe it was the house.
Yeah, he said, "Well, I was laying there," and he goes, "I can literally feel somebody holding my head in the pillow."
Oh my gosh. In the same room
that Lacey stayed for 2 weeks.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, me either. I'm pretty scared.
It's like she's lingering everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they, you know, had like a little relationship for a little, not a relationship, but they were like in contact for a little while. And then I guess that Bill guy became like someone that people would call, like, "Hey, I heard you do exorcism," you know? And he's like, "No, I don't. I don't do that." He goes, "I dabbled in that cup of tea or that shit for one time. I'm not doing it again." He goes, "I'm not doing it." And he goes, "Well, the 17-year-old girl we have is possessed. It's another girl." They're like, "We have another girl here." And they're like, "What? No." So being the guy he is, he goes and sees a 17-year-old, and sure shit, she's acting crazy, whatever. And then he was like, "Well, let me help you, you know, find somewhere to go, you know, whatever. Like, he did the first girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He helped her do what he did with Lacey.
Yeah.
Or Roxanne is her name, actually. And
where am I going at?
Okay. Well, anyways, yeah. So he found that 17-year-old girl. And she was same kind of situation, but she was getting too clingy. Like, "Bill, come here. You know, Bill, I need you to see my graduation, or I'm gonna get baptized." So she was a little weirder, you know.
Yeah.
And then Bill was like, "I gotta cut you off because that last girl, you know, really was my, you know, that was it." But
yeah, I was a one and done.
One and done. So we cut this little 17-year-old girl off, and then she got. And then he was like, "I'm not going to your baptism. I can't. You know, whatever." And she got so mad. She got so pissed. I know why she's laughing. She got so pissed. She got so pissed and told him, I was sent here to kill you."
I was sent here to kill you.
She's like,
"She sent me."
She's like, "You should be there at the baptism."
She's like,
so then he started freaking out, like, "Oh my God, is this like, are these people after me now?" You know, yeah. Lacey did say she was crazy and it wasn't a cult, and they were looking for her. Are these people like this cult after me? And like, he was like, he's getting scared.
Oh my God.
So anyways, the 17-year-old girl, she didn't even go to the thing. She ran away. They never seen her again. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They never seen her again. She was like, "Said I was there to kill you and you didn't show up, so I'm out."
What?
Yeah.
On to the next.
That's what she said.
To the neighbors.
Yeah, on to the neighbors.
To the neighbors.
And
interesting.
Very
suspicious.
Yeah, that's suspicious.
It's like, I'm just like picturing it from like a realistic like point of view. Like, this dude's been so sheltered his whole life. He ain't never know what... Like, never experienced some people like this going crazy or mentally ill, you know?
Oh, I just lost my earrings.
So, anyways, that 17-year-old girl, you know, that happened, and he eventually, let's see. Oh, so eventually he was like, I need help. I need somebody to help me with this. You know, I got this thing in my house, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's not even around anymore. And so
yeah, somebody help me get this thing out of my house. I'd like to get a good night rest.
So he did the craziest thing. He went back to Lacey's car and he found a black book that had a bunch of numbers and addresses and things like that.
Yeah.
So he called the number on the phone and it actually was a, so he called the phone and the guy answered and he said, and the guy was like Roxanne or something like that.
Roxanne.
And yeah. And Bill was like, you don't have to, he was like, who is this? And Bill said, my name is Bill. And
Bill.
Yeah.
My name is Bill.
And the guy
Bill.
Said, where is she? And, or they said, no, do you guys have her? Do you have
what?
Her?
What? That's yeah. what that guy said to him on yeah. the phone, right, right first.
Yeah,
he's
like, do you have her? And he said, yes, we have her. She's in a safe place. And then he was like, have you met Abbott? And he's like, no. And he goes, that's the devil. The Abbott. He said, have you met Abbott? And the guy, Bill was like, No, I haven't met this guy. But he knew he has. Yeah. That's who she was.
Yeah.
And
ooh-wee.
Yeah, and so I guess this went on for like almost 18 months, you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that Emily Rose.
Yeah,
girl.
Like he literally tried to help her. You know, and finally, he did end up helping her, kind of. He said he had her, like, set up in her own place. He had her kind of doing good, like, kind of controlling whatever was inside of her. He wrote a book, so I'm sure the book is probably more detailed.
What's the book called?
Do you know the book?
The Day Satan Called.
Oh, that's the book
the
title?
The Day the Satan yeah. Called.
By Bill what?
Bill Scott. Yeah, so it went on for a while, and it literally, he wrote the book 20 years later. It was something he didn't even want to talk about. Like, he didn't even want to remember that.
Oh
he didn't
gosh.
Want to even.
So did she get better, or are you?
You know, apparently she really, they said that the last he's seen of her is she showed up at his house with her car full of everything that she owns. And she
living
told
that
him.
Crackhead life.
Maybe,
she's
I
about
don't know.
That life.
She's about that life.
I don't know. And she was like, I'm done. I ain't doing this no more.
She what? Was really and supposed she, to be the sacrifice then.
Was it so?
Then what?
That was it.
She said, I'm done.
Uh huh. She said, the last time he, that's the last time he saw her. Well, that was. There's probably many, many, many things that happened in between that, but I didn't read the book, so it's like a summary. So for 18 months, she just had to deal with her believing she was definitely possessed.
Wow.
And then to the point where he was like, I, you know.
Like, did anybody, like, try to, like, I guess.
He yeah. So the
well, it was in, like, 1988.
88. Yeah, they didn't really, back then, come on. Yeah. But the priest that he did end up calling on the phone that said, do you have her? He was the priest that said he's been dealing with her for 10 years, trying to help her, and he knew she was possessed.
That is so
he knew she was possessed. He says, they just been trying to control her and whatever's inside of her.
It's like, is she possessed or does she have multiple
is she mental
personalities and has like a mental illness?
Mental illness.
Yeah. Who knows?
You know?
That's
yeah,
with
that
everything.
Is crazy.
Crazy people don't know they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Sad. That is so crazy.
So that's what I'm saying. So his experience with her was, of course, the beginning of every, you know, beginning.
It traumatized him.
It traumatized him. He got a divorce. he moved away. I mean, even the people that were involved, like the friend Ricky, they were all affected by this thing. It was pure 100%.
And nobody knows. So she was like a physical person, but
she was a physical person. Her name was Roxanne.
And nobody knows where she is today.
No one, they don't even. They didn't even mention where she came from in this interview.
Well, she started calling.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just started calling.
She started calling. But she's been doing that for about
10 years.
10 years. She's been
decade.
Going to churches asking for help.
Oh.
You know, but Bill didn't know all that. And I didn't really say all that.
And
but
who knows? She could have been totally mentally ill, you know.
She was trying
and
to
was
get
trying
she
to
was,
get help.
Whatever,
and who knows if she
the Roxanne
actually
was. Yeah, her real name was Roxanne.
Was
Lacey
hearing
was
other
one
voices
of the, yeah.
are actually being possessed.
Yeah.
You know?
Who knows? That's what I'm saying. That's how freaking scary that is.
That is super crazy.
But for her to be in, come on, she had to be in possessed. That they were doing the whole in the church, the phone.
I'm sensing extensions, like mental illness or something. Yeah.
Explain mental illness with the phones going on.
Theatrics. Well, okay, that stuff I can't explain.
Yeah, with the phone call and the church and all that.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is.
I mean, I guess you could change your voice to say something. You know what I mean? That'd It'd be hard, though. Try to, I mean, legit. I mean, I think you should be able to feel evil. I think...
I just am going to, like, what was that movie? Split? Is that when he had, like, 21 personalities or something, and he, like, totally could change your voice? And he ended up, like, becoming some creature at the end, didn't he? Like, yeah. Because he really believed that?
Yeah, but that movie...
I'm just saying, that was like, a far because I have movie. Heard, though, I've read somewhere that... And I've actually read this, like, a long time ago.
That the split personalities actually do create,
like one person was blind, and then when he was, like, a girl or a guy, I don't even remember, it was so long ago, like, when they were that other person, they could actually see.
When I've heard somebody of that, else, too.
Or, like, they could hear, or whatever sense they didn't have with whoever, they can have it with somebody else. Yeah.
Have the ability.
And they mentioned that in that movie too, and I was like, I've heard that before, so is that kind of true, or just still a myth that goes around, you know?
I think it's part mental and part magical.
Spiritual.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, totally.
A possession.
Could be. A magical and spiritual.
So that was the possession of Lacey.
That was the day Satan called, girl.
Oh, that was the day Satan called.
It wasn't even like
Roxanne.
I was actually expecting something totally different.
Really? Yeah, me too. Because that it was good.
It was good. It was good.
It was good.
So, anyways, guys, like, legit, I would recommend reading the full story because I'm sure that I missed a lot of stuff in there. And a lot more possessions and things like that he did experience.
Yeah, and read the book.
Read the book. It's his name is Bill Scott. The book is called The Day Satan Called. So I highly recommend getting that. Bill I might Scott. Just get the book and tell you guys about it later. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Things you missed. Yeah.
But
interesting.
What do we got, ladies?
Let's end it with the Would You Rather.
Another Would You Rather.
Would you rather.
How to stay with the spooky theme.
Spooky. Yep.
Here spooky we go.
Theme. Hallows Eve.
Would you rather play with a cursed Ouija board or spend a weekend in a haunted cabin in the woods? Ooh. So, Evil Dead or the Ouija. Which one are you picking? Haunted cabin in the woods? Ouija.
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards haunted cabin board, in the woods if I'm not by myself. Who can I bring? If it's all of us.
We need the fine print.
Details.
Yeah, details. But
I feel like a cursed Ouija board.
Okay, can I?
Sticks.
Please, I would don't ever want to play
Can you
Ouija
read the
board.
Question one more time, please?
Would you rather play with a cursed Ouija board or spend a weekend in a haunted cabin in the woods? Haunted cabin in the woods, straight up Evil Dead shit.
Haunted cabin. I would do a haunted cabin for a weekend.
I kind of think that's what I'm leaning to, too.
Because if I play with a Ouija board, I'm opening up so many different things.
You could also bring something home from that haunted cabin in the woods.
True.
Something could fall.
But I kind of was leaning towards what she was saying, too. Because like, I was like, I would never play with a Ouija board.
Yeah,
but you have before.
Have you?
Yeah.
We all
When I was
have.
Young. It already opened up a door.
I think someone asked me that the other day. And Ooh-wee. I even remember.
The same question?
Yeah. No, they asked if I was, if I have ever played with a Ouija board.
Weird.
Wait.
But I said.
Now that's suspicious.
Oh, wait though.
It was Bryce's grandma asked
what?
Me.
Do you know how weird?
And I said,
somebody asked me the same fucking thing. I can't remember who asked me. They said, you should get a Ouija board.
Ooh-wee, no way, Jose.
For our station. Who said
No way, Jose.
Yeah, yes. Jeez. I can't remember. I will remember. But that happened like in the last 2 or 3 days. Somebody said that to me.
Oh, no. That's a big
pass. You should get a Ouija board. I was like,
never.
And then that was the question
That
tonight.
Was the question.
Ooby, so no, I would not. No, I would pick a weekend in the woods.
No, weekend in the woods.
No Captain Howdy here.
No Captain Howdy.
Yeah.
What would you pick?
Mm-mm. I guess now we talk about it. I'm going to have to go with the haunted cabin.
Haunted cabin in the woods.
Cabin in the woods. It's making my palm itch, which means you're going to get money. Yeah.
Remember last Halloween, I did have a Ouija board on my mirror?
Ooh, yes, you did.
No, guys. And just literally a few days ago was Bryce's grandma's birthday. We went over to Bryce's mom's house, and Bubba said, come here. Bubba found his old little makeshift Ouija board that Mariah's friend had made. He said, it wasn't real, so I had to make it real, because I guess the guy who made it said, I didn't want to put the word goodbye on it because I'd make it like a real one. And then they didn't even
goodbye.
Have
that's what you need the most, isn't it?
So you can like shut it off, like close it up, like.
But they didn't have a planchette, and or that was planchette. I have no
idea. The moving thing.
Is that what it's called? They didn't have that. App. It didn't have one at all.
Oh my god!
And, but Bubba was just showing us like because he thinks it's funny to draw like the Star of David and put Hail Satan on a bunch of shit because he's. Thinks it's funny when somebody goes to look at it and they're like,
That's crazy. That's all crazy right now. That's the question she asked, and then everybody asked you guys. She came across the Ouija board.
Yeah, someone's like, and that was the
question. Yeah, and that was the question, and everybody. We are not doing any of that because
on the
this is my home, and it brought some shit last time, and we're not speaking upon that no more, so...
No, I know.
But isn't it, like... I don't know. Insane in the brain.
She's, if you were one of the witches in the craft, which witch would she be?
Who?
Me?
Yeah.
Shanae?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You gave me the... What's her name by right now?
Earth.
No, you gave me the...
Air.
The one that goes crazy.
Oh, Nancy!
No, you gave it the Nancy vibe.
No.
Because you're like, no, it's kind of cool. Like, I'm like, okay, you want my dog? I was like, what's cool about that?
I'm a good witch. The witch.
You're Linda.
Linda. Linda.
Or Glinda.
Okay. Linda, the good witch.
Yep. Anyway.
Exactly.
Was there another question or no? Or is that it?
I think that's...
No, but I think I need to look at to start. Making moon water.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah.
Me too.
It is the full moon tomorrow, guys, right?
I'm going to have to look into it.
Full moon tomorrow, guys. Watch it.
Be safe. Pay attention to your surroundings.
For real. Pay attention.
We'd like feedback. We want feedback, please.
Keep your eyes open.
Somebody. You know?
Somebody. Anybody.
Email us at voicesafterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. Got Facebook page, Voices After Dark Podcast, Instagram also. Same thing.
Yeah, leave us comments. Let us know if you have. Oh, and let us know your answer too. Would you rather play with the haunted Ouija board?
Yeah, please. We want to know your guys' answers.
Or a haunted cabin for a weekend.
Yeah. Give us
a answer question. That question.
Cursed Ouija
what
board.
Do you, what would you do?
Our haunted cabin.
Because you know our answer. We would not play with the Ouija board.
So, all right, be safe.
Happy Halloween.
Pay attention to your surroundings.